You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
There's the microphone. Live from the basement of the Sub, high top, Burnaby Bowden. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory. How do I not know my own idea at this point, Chris? Chris is here, by the way.
Hey.
Chris, I'm going to finish my idea. I'm just nervous. We've been talking. Chris and I have been talking about really deep topics. We always do our best discussions off air, and we're not carrying it over. This is not not safe for radio, for sure. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Kuku-Yu-Lum, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is show favorites episode. It is episode 121 of the program. I have music tonight. Traffic and weather. What's the... People are terrible drivers. I've had a really bad day behind the wheel, Chris.
Okay, what happened?
Well, I've had a good day as a defensive driver, like as a smart person.
Yeah.
Basically, I have been cut off today where I've had to hit the brakes by three times.
In a row?
No, three times. I drove to work this morning. The first thing this morning was I was on my typical Vancouver street where you have one side gets to go through, the other side has a stop.
Yeah.
And I was going up to that, and I had my signal on. I was going to turn right, and there's somebody on to the left of me looking to go through. And it's like I wasn't even there, and they just drove right through. And it's just like, are you kidding me? It's a stop sign. You're supposed to stop at the stop sign. Anyway, so and then I had one coming up here. Where was I? I was on Duthie. Yeah, I was coming up Duthie. I was going, and then there was somebody coming off that street making a left in front of me, and they kind of hesitated because I was getting kind of close, but they made their left. And then all of a sudden, this I'm not going to say who it was, but they came flying off the street. They came off their street like 30 miles an hour, cut me off. Like, it's a stop sign. You're supposed to stop at the stop sign. And then I had another one coming out of that little park going up the hill. Somebody came out of there, but I don't think they knew what they were doing. They seemed like a young driver because they could just kind of, first of all, they cut me off, and then they didn't know what lane to be in going up the hill. So shame on you, all three of you, crap, terrible drivers. So I was thinking about, like, what do we do? Because cops don't, there's not enough enforcement. Like, I would like to see, you know, more VPD, more RCMP. I mean, Port Moody is swarming with police. I drive 50 in Port Moody.
Hmm.
Like, they're just waiting for you.
Good to know.
Like, yeah, it is good to know. Seriously, don't mess with them. They have nothing to do.
Hmm.
And they're great. So shout out to Port Moody cops. So, what I think we should do, because cops, like Vancouver cops, you always know where they are. Like, where they have speed traps. It's at the end of the Georgia Viaduct. It's by Hastings Park. It's coming up or down Knight Street near the bridge.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I saw another one the other day. I saw a new one the other day. But it was like everybody was going really slow through it because there was like construction. It was a terrible place to catch speeders. And they always catch people doing U-turns on Terminal. Like, and I go to Starbucks there. I live nearby. And I go to that drive-through Starbucks sometimes. And all I want to do is just get turned around in Terminal and go back to my house. And at Thornton Street, there's a sign that says no U-turn.
Well, you can't U-turn in an intersection.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways.
But the intersection before doesn't have a sign. And I pulled a U-turn there, and I got pulled over.
Hmm.
Apparently, in BC, you're not allowed to do a U-turn anywhere on a public highway. Fine. Sign or no sign. Sign or no sign.
Man, I mean, like, all I know is, like, the BC law, and it's always been impressed to me. Don't U-turn in a...
Yeah,
in
that's the way. I was told that by two people when I first moved here.
Yeah,
who both, shame on them, got in parrots.
Yeah,
pulling U's.
Also, apparently, our I don't know if it's right turn or left turn. Like, basically, where I'm sure there might be other places that do this, but there's like an arrow, blinking arrow, for that versus.
Oh, and you can, but. Yeah, you're still not really technically allowed to do it, you know. But what if somebody's trying to make
a... No, I'm saying, like, the signal's different in other places.
But I'm just saying,
heard.
Say you got a blinking arrow turning left. Are you trying to pull a U either? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Okay. I'm just saying, like, we have, like, different laws here.
Well, no, they have different... If you go around the world, they have blinking arrows, or the arrow's static.
That's what I said. I'm sure that there's, like, blinking arrows for, like...
U-turns?
Priority turns, or whatever they're called.
What are we talking about?
Never mind.
Okay, I'm getting back on track. I came up with a solution because I don't think it's up to the police to handle it. Like, all these, like, they can do the ticky-tack stuff and get the cash. But what I'm thinking is they need to make, like, a system where, because we have so many dash cams now.
Yeah.
I want a dash cam. Like, today would have been good TV on my dash cam for sure.
Oh, yeah.
This is the crap I was dealing with out there. So what I think you should be able to do, if you can get the make and model, if you have the video... make and model and the license plate and description of the driver, you should be able to make a little report online, submit your video, and send it for consideration.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm serious. I think it would really smarten people up. Or they would drive away really fast from you so you couldn't get their likeness. You know?
And then they get into a speed trap.
maybe if there was more of them, yeah. Maybe if there's more of them. So that's... That's my brilliant idea of the day. I'm always thinking about solutions. There's no point being angry about things, you know? Got to figure things out. So, welcome to the show. Again, show favorites. We can talk about... I went to the AGM. That was good.
Yep.
Yeah, it was awkward for me. Chris made me interrupt him during the AGM because he claimed to be a co-host of this show.
I mean...
He's a guest. He's the best guest. He's a very appreciated, most wonderful guest on guest microphone number one right now. I mean, it's there's nothing. There's no shame in it, Chris. There's no shame in being a guest on here. So it's nice hanging out with you. But that was really awkward, and I had to, like, I'm surprised I didn't just leave. Like, I should have just, like, I did basically. It ultimately came down to that. Like, I didn't want to even look at anybody. Like, you're not supposed to interrupt people like that.
Hmm.
So anyway, it was funny though. It would make good radio. So yeah, in that first set was show started tonight with Circulatory System. Then it was, oh my goodness, refresh here. Then it was Stevie Zeta, and then Granddaddy. Those were the songs. Yeah, we'll talk about the AJM later if you're still around. Yeah, just more music tonight. I'm just gonna cue up some stuff. Home Burnaby Rock, show favorites. Here we go.
Thank you. Will I ever?